Blog Talk Radio.
Opening theme of this great show, fourth year running, Brock Bucks and the Berg podcast, hosted by a brother, a mentor, a friend to me, Tarik Brock, first base coach of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, out here in Los Angeles, 2,500 miles away, on a day where the total eclipse, the Hank Aaron, there's a lot to talk about, including the Pirates taking another series against one of the best teams in the American League. In the Baltimore Orioles. 347-205-9631. If you happen to miss it, 15 minutes goes by quick. blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports podcast platforms. Wherever you subscribe to the podcast, powered now by Mancini Media. Laying down the groundwork, putting the podium in its place, handing off the mic. Tarik, first of all, how are you? Second of all, how can people get a hold of you? The sponsors and everything. Third of all, what a gut-wrenching win this weekend. And man, oh man, I can't help but think, you boys are going to take the town.
No, I mean, it's good, man. Good morning to you. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining the show. Man, it was a really good weekend for baseball here in Pittsburgh and overall for the game. You saw some really good, exciting young players play some really good baseball. We had that in our series against, you know, Baltimore, and we'll get into that in a minute. But first, you know, just would like to thank, you know, our sponsors, our supporters of the show, which one is PNW, BMW here in Pittsburgh. Man, just love what they do for me and take care of me. And then also the Cardio Grind, my home gym back in California, man, ran by, my wife, Kanika. Good morning to you out there in the West Coast, and I have a great day. But then you can find me online. On X, it's just first name with SR. Instagram is first and last name with the SR. And then on Facebook, it's just first and last name. But, man, a really good weekend in sports, huh, brother?
You know what? It was. And I couldn't help but think, and part of me keeps saying, man, oh, man, we're turning the baseball world on its ear here. And I'm getting a little ahead of myself. But, man, oh, man. You know, it's just amazing. What I couldn't believe was, and you were, right there in the middle of it, and you being a California guy, the snow flurries for the home opener there. It was like wild weather at 40 degrees. I'm saying to myself, well, April's kind of like that, but were you expecting that on the home opener?
Definitely, wasn't. I was expecting it to be cold. I'm used to that, but, having been out here, going on my fifth year, I've learned that, Pittsburgh weather is unpredictable, where, as the saying goes, you can get, rain, it can snow dipping dots, and then it can clear up and you can get sunshine all in 10 minutes. It was really good. It was a good, fun game. Our fans went nuts as the snow flurries came down, and we just continued to play.
Well, and not only that, the crowds are coming out. We talked about this being a special year, and it is going to be a special year because in order to win, I think you got to lose to win. You got to go through the peaks and valleys. We've talked about that before. And now seeing these guys come out of the gate 8-2, best start since 2018, man, oh, man, the weekend, I mean, losing Friday and then bouncing back with walk-off wins the last two. I mean, it's unbelievable. And yesterday, it was more or less patience at the plate, little luck that came in the form of a defensive miscue by the Orioles, Gunnar Henderson.
Yes, like I was saying last year, losses, lessons on certain successes. We've had our heart broken, many a nights, whether we lost the lead, whether, our defense didn't, serve us as we know it can. And, you learn from those things. Also starting out the way we did last year, having early success. The one thing that we want to do is just from, play ball to the last out is that did we continue to get better, as a ball club? Like, that's our goal. And if we continue to get better as each game goes on, you know, we like our chances from there. And then the one thing that our offense is doing is that guys are, you know, taking what the pitching gives them. Like, in the situation, you know, Brian Reynolds took a big walk because they weren't pitching to him, you know, and passing the baton on. And, like, we're just coming and coming and coming. And when you keep doing that, you wear down staffs.
Well, not only that, yesterday that facing one of those top guys, Aaron Cano, in the game, even with a 2-run deficit in hand, you know, I kind of figured the middle of your batting order was going to come through, and it's unbelievable. And that kind of momentum win from Saturday to Sunday carries you in now with Detroit coming to town, a quick 2-game series before you hit the road again, go back east, 4 in Philly and 3 in New York. So that's a big comeback win to the catapult it, and everybody drives home nice and radio blasting, and we get back to it today.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what, you know, as the saying goes, you know, the major league season is a grind. You know, we come back and we play basically 3-day games after being on the road, sort of on the road for 7, being on the road for a week. And yes, you know, you get to see, you know, our team in that whole ninth inning. You know, you saw some good hitting. You saw our running game get off a couple times to put pressure on. You saw, you know, we ran the base as well, you know, and then, you know, putting pressure on the defense is the most important thing that we could do as base runners. And the one thing about that is that you don't have to be a burner to put pressure on the defense. You know, you get in the throwing lane, you take great timing with your secondary leads and trust what you see and play fast, whatever that is for you, and you can put pressure on the defense. And that's just what we hang our hats on. You know, here in the Steel City as far as playing baseball.
Looking at your next 19 games, and I don't want to sidetrack on the Tigers because they're a great team in the American League Central, 2 games with them. But after the Tigers, your next 17 games, and you take them one at a time, and that's how you take them. But you got 4 in Philadelphia, 3 with the Mets. You come back home, you get the Red Sox and Brewers, and then you go right back on the road to San Francisco to get the Giants. With the schedule like that, it's almost like a gauntlet. But is it better to get that kind of stuff out right away rather than linger on in the dog days of July and August, get these guys and maybe catch them off guard a little?
I just think at this point the way the schedule is, and you know, you play everyone, you know, you just got to take it, you know, whoever's in front of you, you just got to play, whether it's, you know, in the heat of August or the cold of April in early May, you know, so to speak. And I just believe every team believes as well as we do that you play your brand of ball and you play, you know, to your that quality of ball, you know, you can win no matter who you play and you face. So we'll just look at it like that. We'll take it. You know, there's going to be, you know, stretches where it looks like it's harder than others. And you're just like, man, like, you know, we're just rolling through, you know, one division, and that division just happens to be hot at the moment. But you just never know, you know, how things go and things play out. And it depends on, like, who you get. You know, if you're getting, you know, 3, 4, 5 compared to 1, 2, 3, you know, that's a difference,
yeah,
too. But on any given day, pitchers can step up and throw a gem.
Well, you got Keller on the mound today, this should be an interesting series with the Tigers coming into town as they had just played Oakland here. They were the last undefeated team, and more or less, this is, and you're pretty much familiar with Detroit. You play them enough, even though they're in the other league, you see them enough, the proximity of closeness with these guys, 2-game series there, 2-game series here. What are you looking for in this series just to jumpstart it, to take this 2-game and get on the road again?
Yeah, you know, this series comes down to, you know, we play each other in spring training quite a bit, but it's never at full strength, you know, on both sides, you know, as it should be in the spring. But the one thing is, like, you know, we want to play good, solid defense behind Super Mitch Keller tonight, who's pitching, and just continue to, you know, run the bases well, timely hitting, and play good defense. And, you know, we'll take our chances tonight. And then after that, you know, it's a quick turnaround. You know, it's like a 12:30, 5, 1 o'clock, 1:30 game tomorrow. It's a quick turnaround. So you just do everything that you can tonight to carry the momentum that you've built, and then come out tomorrow morning, you know, get enough coffee and play your butt off for 9 innings and, you know, get ready to, you know, go on the road.
Yeah, talking about going on the road, Philadelphia, they just had WrestleMania there, 4-day event pretty much concluding tonight with Monday Night Raw. You'll get into that city, and that city's got to be great. I mean, you get the cheesesteaks in there. You'll get 4 with the Phillies. The rowdy fans got to be the craziest in baseball on top of you. That place must be a bandbox as far as for the opposition coming in. How tough is it to get in Philly? I know we'll talk about it Friday, but running the Rocky steps and everything, that's going to be great.
You know, Philly is always is good because, you know, again, it's the – you know, interstate, you know, game that you get to play, you know, against them and their fans get out and their support hard. You know, we're just going to have to deal with some weather as passing through, you know, as you have in April. And we'll just, you know, we'll play our rear ends off, you know, when we go there and just see where it is and, you know, talk a little trash to the fans as they give it to us, as they should, you know, respond in a way that's not too bad and just enjoy our time there and just go. And so it'll be fun. But, you know, one thing that we're not going to do is just overlook, you know, the team that we have, you know, in front of us, you know, that's playing really good baseball. So, you know, we'll do everything we can to, you know, give both teams a run for their money, so to speak.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. We're hoping John Jefferson gets in Pittsburgh, gets a target for Russell Wilson and Justin Fields here. But, man, oh, man, being in the city and just seeing it up close, that's got to be interesting with what the Steelers have done during this offseason. They've reloaded, and, man, if they can get a target like Jefferson there, that's going to be amazing. Your brother's in the same city sharing it with the Penguins.
Yeah, I mean, it's been good to just see, you know, to get back in the city and tap into the, you know, the energy that's going on here. You know, like you said, adding 2 good quarterbacks, you know, a one – that has time in the league and one that just has, you know, some really good potential and getting them in the building and getting, you know, some of that good coaching over there that, you know, Coach Tomlin and the gang has. And then, you know, our brothers on the ice are doing everything that they can just to, you know, continue and just, you know, play their butts off. We were watching some of the game yesterday before we went out, you know, and support them. And it's really cool. The only thing that we're missing here is a basketball team, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll do what we can to just, you know, take the baton and when it's our turn to run with it, you know, alone. And, you know, we'll do the same thing and then share the spotlight, you know, when the boys from the gridiron get on as well.
Well, I threw my NBA prediction out there. You might not like it and you might disagree with it, and I know that. I got the Clippers in Milwaukee for the NBA final, but I'm sitting pretty tonight because if UConn wins, I'll win the tournament. But Purdue is going to be a tough animal to contend with. 9:20 your time, you might catch a little of it, but should be an interesting game. UConn and Purdue, man, oh, man, this is going to be a great final.
You know, it will be, you know, and just it'd be interesting to see what the big man, you know, Zach Edey does with Purdue against that UConn defense who's, you know, they're very athletic. They're playing really good baseball. They're hot right now. So it'd be a really fun thing, you know, to see tonight where anything can happen. I mean, you can go for a big game, but again, you know, Dan Hurley's got his boys playing very well. People expect them, you know, to win a championship. You know, that's what they're talking about. And so we'll see how it plays out tonight.
Call him the shot. Great segment we do every time you and I talk. You had Reynolds, I had Tellez. I'm going to stick with Rowdy again tonight. I'm going to, the big man, you know, was great. He didn't come in sliding. He kind of, you know, stood up going into second base. I'm going to ride the big man tonight, and you can tell him that. But I'm going with Rowdy tonight to hit the home run into the river. Who do you have, okay, my friend?
That's a good one. And thank you to our sponsors for this, BMW. So I'm going to go with O'Neill Cruz. Cruzy's been swinging the bat very well. If you notice, he shortened up his swing, drove some balls the other way, just, you know, missed a home run in right center field gap. I just think that, you know, he is just in one of those modes, you know, so we might as well call him Travis Scott, and he's just going sicko mode. So I'm going to go with the big 1-5 and O'Neal Cruz tonight.
Oh, that's going to be something, and man, what a stroke he put in there Saturday to get win that game, boy. Yeah, it's almost, and as we finish this, it's almost like picking up a free agent. We lost him last year due to the injury, but boy almighty, the young studs are coming together. Going to be a great year. I can't wait to talk in the city of brotherly love come Friday. You'll probably have a nice cup of Joe in one hand, maybe a cheesesteak in the other. Should be an interesting one. Let everybody know how they can get a hold of you, my friend.
Yes, on X, it's first name, T-A-R-R-I-K-S-R. On Instagram, first and last name, so that's T-A-R-R-I-K-B-R-O-C-K and at the S-R. And then on Facebook, it's just first and last name, as mentioned before. It's going to be great. So just really looking forward, you know, to tonight and safe travels over to Philly. And then, again, enjoying a good series there in the city of brotherly love. So, man, everyone be safe out there today. Make sure you wear your glasses if you're out watching the eclipse.
Yep.
And just understand that we're seeing something that's really cool in this time.
Yeah, and when you see these Pirate fans, tell them how long they've been a Pirate fan on the road. They got to, you know, they're all going to get on that ship. I mean, everybody's, you know, it reminds me years ago when the Braves were winning division titles, and I asked the guy, I said at the gym, I said, boy, Glavine and Maddox, man, that's a something with that pitching staff. And the guy looked at me, kind of said, what? And I said, well, he probably looked at the paper, saw the team in first place, said, honey, I'm going to buy a hat.
We'll take that too. We will take that.
Yeah, exactly. He's Derek Brock in Pittsburgh. Yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. Catch the archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Thanks for the sponsors. The sponsor of this great show, the BMW deals, everything out of Pittsburgh and out here. We'll talk to you again Friday from Philadelphia, City of Brotherly Love. Till then, have a blessed one. Thanks for tuning in.